Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program teed up for you. My first guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you as always.
All right. So you're going to want to write the number down. And this is a Kansas City-based number, but Bruce and his team serve clients all around the country. It's 913-563-7327. The Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, understand that. Okay, so first of all, I just got a warning about you can't use the that particular branded phrase, but we'll talk about the Chiefs and the big game, the championship game. And just to, right off the top, I said my piece last week and paid my respect with the tragedy that happened at the end of the parade. But I personally refuse to let the actions of just a couple of people ruin the opportunity to be proud of our team and talk about their accomplishments and all of those sort of things. So I did acknowledge that last week. And with that, let's talk about, and I want to say the word, but let's talk about the big game, Bruce.
You know, that would be super, Steve. I'd love to talk about the big game.
You know what? And I had a bowl of cheese dip at my party.
Did you really?
I did.
While you're enjoying the big game.
Yeah, it was super delicious. I'll tell you that. So
love it.
So anyway, I understand that you have some fun facts that you've kind of collected here about the big National Football League championship game.
Right. So normally we talk about all the different financial topics, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about financial impact of the big championship game.
Yeah.
This year it was in Las Vegas, and I like to affectionately call that Arrowhead West.
Arrowhead West. Do you know? Have you seen the picture of the guy? He was part of the crew that actually built the stadium, and he has a Chiefs Kingdom flag, and he has reported that he buried that under the field in that stadium.
Well, that explains it. Now we know why it's Arrowhead West.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's kind of funny if you think about it. So, you know, in Kansas City, one of our biggest hated rivals throughout the NFL has been the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Now the Las Vegas Raiders. And besides the Kansas City Chiefs being a big challenge to the Raiders, San Francisco shares a big bay with Oakland. So Oakland's two most hated teams were San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
We both had the pleasure of playing in a big game on their field, on their stadium, in their new city, and they've never even had a playoff game themselves yet.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I posted on social media, I said, it was a picture of all of our guys spraying champagne in the locker room. It was, so we were the home team. So we were in the Raiders locker room. They painted that thing red and everyone was going crazy. And it was immediately after they all hit the room. And I said, can you imagine how upset the Raiders have to be to see that happening in their locker room?
And being the great Kansas City fans we are, we don't really care.
We don't care. That's right. That's exactly right. So they're going to have to deep clean that thing and maybe replace the carpet and stuff. So,
well, hopefully we didn't trash it out too bad.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah.
So I actually did go out to Vegas. And interesting fact, it's just about 3,000 miles to drive out there and back.
Okay.
I broke the trip up a little bit, but on the other side of one or other disliked people, the Denver Broncos. So stayed on the other side of Denver.
Yeah,
but anyway, a great time out there. But It's interesting, not only the city that holds the big game, but the state that holds the big game and the country as a whole make some massive windfalls of economic activity and money. So I thought it might be fun to share a couple of those items.
Yeah, let's hear it. I saw a few of these statistics, and they're kind of jaw-dropping, actually.
Right. So on a national level, they project that in the United States, $17.3 billion is spent around the Super Bowl. Oh, sorry, some kind of a bowl game.
Bowl. Yeah.
But anyway, that's similar to a GDP of Jamaica and Nicaragua. So just kind of give you a little bit of flavor. Their whole national GDP, it matches what we spend on this one big game.
Over one game.
One big game.
Dang.
It's crazy.
That's probably why those commercials are so expensive. So
somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Speaking of expensive, so you want to guess what the first big game ticket cost?
I have no idea. I mean, it's got to be peanuts. I mean,
$12.
$12.
Right. And the base ticket this year, any idea?
You know, I heard a lot about $8,000 to $10,000, but I don't know if that's a base ticket or not.
Yeah, I think if you were able to buy it through the NFL for the base ticket, it's like $5,900. But with scalpers getting involved and everybody else, a lot of tickets went for as much as $20,000
apiece. God, so $12 to
$5,900, I guess, if you're going apple to apple.
$10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000. So
right,
yikes! I wonder what Taylor paid for her ticket in the booth up there. I don't know. It probably a lot
I'm
of money.
I guess it cost at least $1 million or more, but I have no idea.
I would think so.
Crazy. But so like the state, so like last year, and we won't know the full economic impact for Las Vegas or for Nevada, but last year in Arizona, they estimated that the statewide revenue for having the fancy bowl game in Arizona had been $1.3 billion last year. I would assume it's going to be at least that much this year, maybe even more, because Vegas is probably more conducive to that. But let you also think about the fact that it's actually building on top of what's already a popular spot. You know, hotel prices, they jack those way up, as you can imagine. So Las Vegas had the first Formula One race out there last fall. And they did a whole lot of extra infrastructure building and stadiums and a whole lot of things like that.
I think I saw part of that on the it looked really cool.
Right, yeah.
I mean, they're driving through the streets of Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, right up down Las Vegas Boulevard and around that area. So normally, I don't know what the base average price of hotels are in Vegas on the weekends, but it was higher for the Formula One, and it was $220 a night average. The big game average was $570 a night.
Mm.
For Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So you can imagine that if the Formula One was elevated and then this big game was even that much higher, it's just crazy how much money people spend.
Yep. And I think they generally try to keep the prices reasonable because they want you to come in and then they want you to spend your money in the casinos. That's where they're going to make it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times you can get better deals on some of the casinos.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of the events while we were out there. Went to the Shaq's Fun House, which was Shaquille O'Neal. He does that thing called DJ Diesel. And they had that actually between the Wynn and the Encore in their big pool outside area, but part of it was underneath the stage. And that was just crazy. You wouldn't believe how many people. You couldn't stir them. You know, you always hear the phrase, can't stir them with a stick. It was literally that thick.
Wow.
You know, luckily, we were in part of a group. We had a big cabana, you know, elevated cabana that was heated, thank God, because it was a little bit on the cold side.
Oh, it was a little cool. I was going to ask you what the weather was like.
Yeah, but it was kind of a little bit damp and a little bit cooler for what you like to see out in the desert, but it was still pretty nice. And then, of course, they had a lot of other events out there. They had the big experience. You could implant the name of the actual event there. It was at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, and that was a really nice program. They had a lot of people in there, and all the previous trophies and rings and some players and a lot of stuff for the kids, and so that was a really good time. But that was a lot of that. But, you know, they expected they were going to have an additional 330,000 people extra inside of Vegas for the big game that weekend.
330,000 extra people.
Yep, on top of normal.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, no wonder there's so much money flowing out there. That's crazy. Well, you know, they're built for that, though. I mean, they have the infrastructure probably better than most places to handle that.
Right. I think what happens is you probably had a lot more Airbnbs out there, and then some of the peripheral casinos and hotels that may not always get packed on the weekends, they all filled up, and then some of your areas that aren't that far out. So, Yeah, anyways, it was a big, big financial windfall, not only for Las Vegas, but for Nevada and then for the country as a whole.
That is just that's just amazing, and I'm glad that you were able to get out there and experience. And you and I and several other people were kind of texting back and forth, and you were kind of giving us updates and everything. It kind of felt like we were there a little bit. It was fun.
Good, yeah, and I didn't even go to the game actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that's the whole point. I mean, the stadium has maybe 60,000 people that it holds.
Yeah.
But 330,000 extra people showing up
for all these
to be there for all the excitement and the. The city was on fire.
And the watch parties and all of that stuff. So.
Right, yep.
All right. So to reach out to Bruce Glenn, he's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. Here's the phone number, 913-563-7327. 913-563-7327. And we're going to talk about some financial topics here shortly. We just wanted to have a little bit of fun, given that the big game just happened. And of course, our Chiefs won it. So let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the second biggest event for eating food during the holiday celebration? A, Thanksgiving. B, the Super Bowl. C, Christmas. Or D, Independence Day. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. What is the second biggest event for eating food during the holiday celebration? A, Thanksgiving. B, the Super Bowl. C, Christmas. Or D, Independence Day? And the answer is... B, the Super Bowl, and that's the second biggest food consumption. And I don't know if that's a holiday or not. I think, Sean, I think you had some thoughts on that.
They ought to play this game on Saturday night simply for the fact that nearly 16.1 million people call in sick the next day to work.
I'm going to call that a holiday.
Yeah.
Bruce, there's another fact that you can use. So what, it was 16.1 million? Oh my gosh!
On average,
okay. Well, we'll call that a holiday. So there we go.
May not want them working if they're hungover anyway.
That's right. That's right. That'll be way too much. So, all right, we're back with my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn, the Glenn team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, you have kind of a jaw dropping kind of a statistic of a food product that's consumed during the big game.
Yeah, you're talking about food. So just during the game itself, it's projected that 11.2 million pounds of potato chips are consumed.
During the game.
During the game, yeah. 11.2 million pounds of potato chips will be consumed during the game. That's a staggering amount of
oil
and grease.
Yeah, in my house, I think we ate about 5 pounds of anyway. So.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, this is something I just learned recently. Steve, have you any idea who actually named the big game that we can't say?
I actually do know that. But I'll guarantee you, a lot of our listeners do not. So go ahead and tell us.
No, I was asking you. You share.
Okay. Well, it was Lamar Hunt, wasn't it?
Yes, which is surprising. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the AFC Championship trophy is the Lamar Hunt trophy.
That's right.
And then the trophy of the big game is Lombardi. But I didn't know that Lamar actually named the game.
He did. And for historical reference, he named it the Super Bowl. Oh, and there are a lot of documentaries out there that show how that kind of came about. So pretty cool stuff.
Well, I feel really lackadaisical there being a Kansas City Chiefs guy and not knowing that. So live and learn.
I went on a tour with Odyssey out to the Chiefs Stadium, and the lady was asking all these fun facts, and she said, "In the year 19, I forgot what it was. Why did the Chiefs install a grass field? No one knew." And so I raised my hand. And I said, "Well, it's for Joe Namath." Oh my gosh,
Lynn Dawson?
No, for Joe Montana.
Oh, okay.
I said it's for Joe Namath. I don't know where that came from. So I've had plenty of coffee. But no, it's for Joe Montana. And she goes, oh, she was stunned. She said, no one has ever known that. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's for his knees, protect his knees. He was getting to be older and is a little more friendly on the knees to have a grass surface rather than the turf. So.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a recruiting idea there. If you're getting free agents, if you've got a grass turf, I think it is a lot better for the players to be able to do that. So I think they enjoy that.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Yeah. So I thought we were talking about this a little bit earlier, and I want to jump on it real quick. We were talking about the financial. I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit, get into actual financial investment side of it, because as you know, we're always concerned about making sure that we're saving enough to get to retirement and for our money to last.
Uh-huh.
And in order, a big part of that is, you know, having you invest at the right risk level that you're good with, but also make sure you have high-quality investments. So when we first start screening through and building our models, we're starting with a research tool called Morningstar. And Morningstar is the highest rated and most recognized independent research in our industry. But we'll start looking for five-star funds, which is the highest score you can get. And then there's some other ratings like gold or silver or bronze. We like to get five-star and as high of a rating as we can. And we'll initially screen through for the five best funds per asset class. So an asset class is like large cap growth, meaning large U.S. companies that don't pay a dividend, their growth focused on their price of the per share pricing. So we'll start on a screen down of the top five per asset class that are still open and available for new investing. Mm-hmm. And then after we do that, we're going to pivot that report over to a fiduciary tool that we use for a lot of our big hospitals and colleges and corporate 401k plans. And it's called FI360. And we'll take those five from Morningstar and run it through an additional set of criteria through the FI360 fiduciary report. And after it layers on his additional criteria, that really helps us narrow down to what we feel like is the very best fund. And then we want to make sure the portfolio actually really works well together. So, you know, it's all great to have individual players, but if those individual players don't play together as a unit, like the Kansas City Chiefs offense or the defense or the special teams, if they don't, you know, collaborate and work well together, then it doesn't do a whole lot of good, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a system called Riskalyze that does kind of a historical look at how all these investments did and what positions we have them in, and are they playing well with each other, or is one of them taking too much of the shelf space and covering the other one, things like that. And so anyway, that helps us kind of double check that the investments we're using are actually going to work together in the spots they belong in and not drift, as we call it. We don't want them to drift into other categories that they don't belong in. We want the center to stay in the center. We want the running back to do what the running back's supposed to do, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And then the final version we'll do, or the fourth level, is we'll take a system called Aladdin. And that's a forward stress test that we can plug in as many as 250 different issues that can happen. Like recently we had high inflation. Well, not every investment's going to act the same way during inflation areas. So that's something that gives us a stress look forward on our portfolios and see how that looks. And then we'll build that portfolio. And then as our clients come in, then we'll, depending on what risk level they want, we'll start with that. And then we may build in some individual stocks or bonds along with it and kind of, some other types of programs. But that's kind of the high level kind of how we start looking at that. And then we re-review those on a regular basis. It's kind of like an all-star team. You want to make sure you continue to have good, high-quality all-stars in each one of those positions on an ongoing basis. And that's how we do that. So then the flip side of that, Steve, is when we are working with prospective clients, they'll come in and they want to make sure that they are doing everything they should be doing to get to where they can retire well and their money to last. And we'll take their investments and we'll run it through this Morningstar report and we'll take a look and see how they're holding up. So we'll see what their star rating is, if they have an analytic forecast, how that looks, how they're compared to their peer groups, how they're compared to their indexes that they belong to, what kind of fees they're paying. Is it a retail share class or is it institutional wholesale, which we always recommend as a fiduciary? And then see, if they have bonds, what the credit quality of the bonds are, and a lot of things like that. I just want to kind of impress upon people, you don't want to buy, hold, and forget your investments. You do need to make sure they continue to perform at an all-star level. And there's different tools out there that you can use to find this out. And we do that as a complimentary basis for folks to do a second opinion and see how their investments and portfolios are built.
So I know you just barely touched on that, and there's so much to that, but that sounds very, very thorough. Do most financial advisors go through all of that?
Well, I can't speak for what everybody else does, but I will say that when we take a look at the portfolios and we educate prospective people how there's a lot of gaps a lot of times, and there's a lot of inherent risks inside portfolios that they have no idea about. And so it's good to see that.
For a second opinion, reach out to Bruce Glenn. He definitely knows what he's doing at 913-563-7327 for a complimentary second opinion. And he will take all of your information and go through that lengthy process to set you on the right track, or at least give you a second opinion. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate all you do. And thanks for all of the statistics on the big game.
There you go. It was super to be here with you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm ready for my bowl of cereal as a treat afterwards.
There you go.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I'm in the studio. I'm speaking with Sean Floyd, our producer extraordinaire. And he said he made a really good point, Sean. And what was your point?
I think the reason why you mistaken Joe Montana for Joe Namath was that Joe Namath thinks he knows a lot about Medicare, but nothing compared to your next guest.
That's right. Joe has got nothing on my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It's good to be back, Steve. Thank you.
All right.
And I'm not Joe Namath.
Oh. And now you could call him like Medicare Joe because he does all of these really annoying Medicare ads.
Well, he's also doing hearing aid ads, and it's interesting that he's wearing the exact same shirt in both ads.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel sorry for him because, he can't even afford two shirts.
No.
That's why he needs free rides to the doctor.
He does. That
poor guy.
That's right. So we're going to talk about the wonderful world of Medicare. Mark has forgotten more about Medicare than I know, and he truly is an expert. Reach out to Mark Squires and his excellent team at Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141, or online. It's an excellent website, lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, what time of year is it?
Well, as we determined in the first couple of segments of the show today, the big game, air quotes flying all over the studio, that's past us, and just last Monday we got the big race out of the way, the one in Daytona, although the NASCAR people don't care if you say Daytona 500. So we got that out of the way. So what does that leave? Well, in the world of Medicare, Steve, we have something. Now, this is a big misunderstanding for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They think that period between October through December is the open enrollment period, and that's not. That's the annual election period.
See, you've trained me well. It is the annual election period.
That's right.
I always call it open enrollment, and you're like, Steve, let's get this right.
Right. We are now in the open enrollment period.
Oh, so there is one.
There is one. It's called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Now, they gave you a clue there what it applies to. It applies to people who are on Medicare Advantage plans. Now, OEP, open enrollment period, for Medicare Advantage lasts from January 1st to March 31st. So we've got about 5 more weeks in the open enrollment period. And what people on Medicare Advantage plans can do, they can make a one-time change, either go back to their old Medicare Advantage plan or to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or they can choose just to buy a standalone prescription drug plan and go back to original Medicare all by itself.
A and B in a supplement.
A and B, well, a supplement, they're still going to have to go through underwriting.
Okay.
But the key there is a lot of my colleagues in this business get this fatalistic attitude that, if they had to go through underwriting, they're never going to pass.
Yeah.
Well, I think we took your mom through underwriting and she passed with flying colors. And the other day I had a couple over in Overland Park that he was 86 and she was 81, and they weren't even taking medications, which is probably why they're healthy at 86 and 81.
Yeah, that's unusual.
But we took them through underwriting, ended up saving them, I don't know, probably somewhere around $400 a month.
Holy
for what
cow.
They were paying.
Yep.
And
you saved,
so
you saved my mom a couple hundred bucks a month.
It was about $280, I think.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah. I know you got like an extra Christmas gift that year or something.
I did.
Yeah. It was dark chocolate or something.
Yeah, I did.
That's the thing is during this time of year, if you enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan or you change Medicare Advantage plans and all of a sudden you're finding out maybe this wasn't the great, maybe you changed because you wanted that $2,500 of dental, but suddenly you're finding out it doesn't cover podiatry, you might want to make a phone call to us and see if we can fix that for you.
So if you responded to one of the Joe Namath call, and there are a lot of these celebrity type of pitch men and pitch women, and is it Marge or who's
Martha?
Martha, yeah,
Martha,
yeah.
And we got William Devane now.
Oh, all right.
If you don't buy his gold, then you can come over and buy his Medicare.
But, yeah. So they're trying to get you to make a phone call, and we've talked about this on the on some previous programs. So if it's not all you thought it was going to be, and you were taken in by one of these glossy commercials, now's your chance to maybe make a change to a better situation.
At the very least, if you're uncomfortable with your plan or you think maybe you made a mistake, make a phone call and let us check it for you and maybe explain some things. Doesn't mean we're going to try to sell you something. Quite often we'll say, hey, this is really good. This is how it works. And if you have questions in the future, pick up the phone and give us a call. I mean, like we say, we speak Medicare, so you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. No, that sounds great.
Now, so that ends on March 31st, Steve. April 1st, you are locked in.
That is for another year.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not for a full year, but yeah, until 2025.
Can they make changes during the annual election period as well?
Yes.
Okay. So if you have an Advantage plan, you really have two different time frames where you can make a change.
That's absolutely right.
I did not know that.
Well, and unfortunately, there's some abusive practices in the Medicare field that go on relating to that. You know, legally, we are not allowed to market the open enrollment period. Yet there are agents out there who are knocking on doors going, did you know you can change your Medicare Advantage plan now? And that's against the law, but they still do it.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. There's a law and people don't follow it.
It blows my mind. I thought laws prevented those sort of things.
No.
That's a whole nother show, I think.
Right. We want to go there.
So. All right. So increased income limits to the Extra Help program.
That is one of the most exciting things in the world of Medicare for me is, you know, we deal with a lot of people who find it very difficult to afford their medications.
Yep.
And there is a program, it's called the Low Income Subsidy or Social Security Extra Help Program.
Hmm.
And people tell me all the time, oh, I never qualify for that stuff. Well, part of the Inflation Reduction Act, more air quotes in the studio, Steve.
Yeah.
Because it did. Anyway, we won't go there either. They, through the Inflation Reduction Act, the income limits to qualify for low-income subsidy or extra help for prescription drugs was raised from 130% of the federal poverty level to 150% of the federal poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
That means in 2024, right now, when we're talking, Steve, for a single person, if their income, now that's adjusted gross income, okay, is below $21,870, they're likely going to qualify to get a greatly reduced rate on their prescription drugs. I'm talking $4.95 for a brand name drug, between $4.95 and $9.95. Instead of Eliquis being $163, it could very well be as low as $4.95 to $9.95, depending on the plan.
Okay, guaranteed. You just turned a lot of heads. I've never heard of this. I would think most people have not heard of this either.
You know, it's weird. When somebody goes on Medicare, they actually get the form to apply in the mail. And most people look at it, oh, so I don't know what this is. They throw it away.
Yeah, there's no assistance in explaining this and this form is important and you need to fill this thing out. You might qualify for, you know, $4.95 plan or prescription.
And by the time they get that form in the mail, they've heard so many you may qualify for advertisements. They're just, I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. Well, if it's a married couple, it's $29,850. It doesn't sound like a lot, does sound like a lot to some people, but if your income, adjusted gross income, that's the key, is one of those numbers, then you can either go to ssa.gov to see if you qualify. You can call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 to see if you qualify. Or a third option, you could call my team, Medicare Whisperer team, and we can help you walk through that process as well. We're at 816-841-9141.
So for a couple... that's just a little, if you're just a little under $2,500 a month Combined income.
Mm-hmm.
I would think there are probably a lot of folks who would qualify for this.
Mm-hmm. That is adjusted gross income. And we don't have time on this show to talk about what the difference is between total income and adjusted gross income. If you don't understand that, talk to your tax person. Give us a call. We don't give tax advice, but we can walk you through the process of applying for low income subsidy.
816-841-9141. So if that got your attention like it got my attention, and you think, you're like, wait a minute, I've never heard of this, but I could save money on my medications potentially, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-841-9141. And Mark, who is Roy, and what did he do with your Medicare agent?
That's quite a topic. So in the world of Medicare, we have a term that's ROY, and ROY stands for rest of the year.
Ah.
So we talked about AEP. We talked about OEP. Now we have ROI. Acronyms flying around everywhere.
See, and I thought healthcare had acronymology. This might have it beat. So
Medicare definitely does. So ROY meaning rest of the year, and there are a great number, and I can't give you a quantifiable statistic, okay? There's a great number of Medicare agents who work 7 to 9 weeks out of the year. They work during the annual election period, and then they go away.
And that's it.
Yep. That's it. And they're not there to answer the phone if you have a problem. You have a question. Same thing if you call the toll-free number on the Joe Namath commercial.
Yep.
They're there for one reason. That's to sell you something.
Yep. Yep.
And so a lot of agents just disappear. In fact, I know one personally that he works during Medicare season. The rest of the year, he does landscaping.
Oh, boy.
So if you want your grass mowed, he might show up.
Yeah. Yep.
But every week, we receive calls from people who do not have a clue where their current agent is.
Wow, that is amazing. Mark, after the break, I want to continue that discussion on who is Roy and what did he do with your Medicare agent. You're not going to want to miss that.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So back with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141. I'll guarantee you, Mark, we turned some heads with some of that information, but we were so rudely interrupted by our break. Tell us more about Roy.
Well, during the break, Steve, I did go looking around the radio station.
Yep.
I didn't find him.
You know, he's hard. Just except for the few weeks, I guess he's just gone.
For
in
7 weeks, it's easy to find him. But, you know, so like we were saying, there are a lot of agents. And again, I can't give you a quantifiable number, but I know several agents who work 7 weeks out of the year and that's it. They make whatever money they make and whatever they do, they do. One of the things I encourage people to do is we get calls every week from people going, hey, I've got this problem. And my friend told me to call you because I can't find my current guy, my current agent, whoever that is. Even though they're not our client, we're kind of limited in what we can do for somebody who isn't our client, but we don't turn them away. We do our best to help them.
Yeah.
But our clients, they benefit from having a team of agents and client service representatives who are work 12 months out of the year.
Every day, yeah.
Well, no, we don't work Saturdays and Sundays.
Well.
And market holidays and postal holidays. And,
other than that.
So. And Steve Kuiker's birthday we take
off. Well, that's right.
You know, so, yeah, so. Because that actually is the second most food consumed during the year is Steve Kuiker's birthday.
That's about right.
So, but yeah, that's our clients and your listeners have access to that as well. We give our clients lifetime claim support. So if you can't find your agent, get somebody on your team, on your side, who's working for you, who is there when you need to talk to them. You know, like I said earlier, we speak Medicare, so you don't have to.
So for our listeners, who you work with, this matters. So you call one of these 800 numbers, you call somebody that works, you know, a few weeks out of the year, and then they're doing something else for the rest of the year. That's no good. I would reach out to Mark Squires and his team. They do work every single day. I mean, other than, you know, the obvious, but they don't take the time off. They are there. They're there 365 days a year. And that phone number again, Mark?
816-841-9141.
All right. And then what about adult children with parents on Medicare?
Oh, Steve, how many people have you dealt with in your career that they're doing the work for their parents?
Just about all of them, I think.
And we're the same way. We deal with people all the time. My mom, my dad has this, that, or the other thing. I don't understand this. I'm busy working in my job, raising my kids, doing what I have to do, and I don't understand this. We can be an advocate there. If your parents don't understand their Medicare coverage, now, folks, they're not going to want to share information with you. Parents are hard to raise, but if you're consistent or you get them to us, we yeah. can probably talk through that little problem there.
Yeah.
But we can help you understand, help them understand what their coverage is. Because, Steve, this is what breaks our heart. When I get the phone call, my mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whoever, just had this happen, and I need to get insurance for that right now. It doesn't work that way.
Yep.
The second heartbreaker is when they call and go, grandma had a stroke. She went in the hospital. Now they got her unskilled, and now the insurance company du jour yep. is going to kick her out. Well, we can't take care of her yet. We haven't figured that out yet. Steve, I hate to say it this way. And I'm not sounding like – I don't want to sound like a greedy person. My folks are already gone. But one bad medical diagnosis could wipe out your parents' nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Let me translate that. That can wipe out your inheritance.
That's now, right.
I know you're not sitting there drooling waiting for mom and dad to pass away so you get the inheritance. But let's be real. That nest egg, if they live long enough
– it's passed on to your kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not going to pass on to you to the grandkids or something like that. But – pay attention to your parents' health insurance so you know how it works. And if they have other forms of insurance, you can give us a call. We'll try to explain that to you. Don't ask us about car and homeowners insurance. We don't do that. But do understand your parents' Medicare coverage. And if they don't understand it, give us a call. We'll explain it to you. We're good at that.
All right. And the difference in some of these plans could be literally tens of thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You've shared some examples of a particular coverage and a particular diagnosis with the surgery, and it could be tens of thousands of dollars out of your pocket versus very little out of your pocket.
That's absolutely correct.
Yep. All right. So it sounds like we have a consumer alert that you are definitely going to want to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so let's jump into this. It sounds like we have some offshore telemarketing going on. That's usually not a good thing.
I guess we don't want to be and say it's never a good thing.
Yeah.
But look, when somebody's calling you and where they're from, they don't have consonants in their alphabet, it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing more and more and more, and this is happening, I get reports of this literally every day, Steve. Offshore telemarketers calling you, unfortunately, answer the phone and you get this, I'm calling to make sure you've received your new plastic Medicare card.
That sounds very specific.
And it's free. Now, Steve, you and I are roughly the same age. We're just a few weeks apart.
Yep.
But at our age, one of the things I think we learned early on is nothing is free.
Nothing. That's exactly right.
Right. Even your Medicare card that you get from the government is not free. You paid lots of money for it.
Yep, yep.
And the government is cheap. They send you a paper Medicare card that they don't want you to laminate, but that's another show. But these telemarketers are calling, have you received your new plastic Medicare ID card? And people are going, no, I want one of those. And so what do they ask you? I just need to confirm some information to get that in the mail to you.
Oh, no.
Your name, your address, and your Medicare number. Well, here's the thing. Medicare already has your number, people. They don't need to confirm it off of your card.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they take you through a series of questions, and you're saying yes, 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 and they're recording this call.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point where they may say something about dental or something free or vision or some little thing, and you're going to say yes, and they're going to sign you up. You just got booted off the plan you're used to and onto something completely new that you know nothing about.
Dang.
And here, again, folks, if somebody's calling you asking for that information, they already have it. They already know your Social Security number. They know your date of birth. They're the government. They know.
Yeah.
So do not fall prey to that. If all else fails, if you really think this might be a real thing, just say, hey, could I have your phone number so I can call you back?
Yeah.
And
guess what you're going to get?
A dial tone.
Click. Yeah.
That's it. And from there, if you do get a phone number, call us and we'll help you report it to the Attorney General and to the Federal Trade Commission and the FCC.
Wow. So is this pretty common?
Very, very common. It is several. I don't have a quantifiable statistic because I never give those unless I have a reference. I could probably find one if somebody really wants it.
Yeah.
But it's estimated to be tens of thousands of calls a day. They're all on auto dialers.
A day.
A day.
And so you've got computers calling all of these phone numbers,
yes.
And a certain percentage of people are going to pick up and say hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. Because we're friendly people in the United States.
We are. We are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I'm constantly on my mom. She said, I got this call from this guy, and you know, he spoke broken English, and it seemed kind of like a scam. And I'm like, why didn't you hang up? Well, I just wanted to see what he had to say. I said, Mom, hang up the phone.
Yes.
So look, if just hang up the phone and talk to your local agent. Do not take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for all of the incredible information. Mark Squires, he is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-841-9141. Mark, thanks a lot for coming in today. Excellent information as always.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here.
All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.